This is Old School on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment of Old School. You guys know on the text line, quite frankly, you know, we want you to give your opinions and share your thoughts. But sometimes when you try to get funny and try to get cute.
I get it to you, man. He was hyped, 785. That was that a Kansas number? He said he has a foggy memory. Who did Jay say was a lock to win the Texans and Colts and the Jets and Dolphins? You need a refresher. So I'm going to refresh your mind, your memory. I said that the Colts were going to beat the Texans and the Jets were going to beat the Dolphins for two different reasons. The Colts, I felt like they were better, and the Texans didn't want to win the game, but Lovie Smith had other plans. And so I thought no matter what, Houston was going to coach, and the order was going to come down as it has done before. And for the Texans not to, you know, go for two or win that game. Lovie Smith had other plans. So I was wrong there. The Jets versus the Dolphins ended up being 11-6. And the Jets gave up a safety on
the last play.
Yeah. Messed up everybody's bets. And I thought the Jets, with a Super Bowl winning quarterback as their third team quarterback, could go into Miami with just as good a defense as the Dolphins and win the game. And I thought Joe Flacco it wouldn't say that he needed to extend his career, but he could put some more money in his pocket to win in that game, right? And it was inept, so I was wrong there. So I guess your memory is refreshed. I guess you were right. I hope you didn't lose any money. You know, the both of them, one was by right mind picking the Colts. I would have picked the Colts again. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was by emotion, just because of my pure hatred for the Dolphins.
Wow. You know, see, so we gave you got hurt.
Yeah.
You got hurt.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what that is. And he's a man.
So was
of
that Monday?
Work.
Monday
yeah,
he did that?
Yeah, he stepped up.
Dang.
Stepped up.
My bad, player. I would have got you. I didn't know. Oh, I had to leave. So, yeah.
No, he's stepped up for it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, man. You got me.
You know. I mean,
it was two toilet bowl games. There's nothing to really beat your chest about. Well, Dolphins were playing for something, but the Jets, they were just probably playing for a little, you know, fun money to hang out with DJ Khaled that night, so they didn't have to fly back on the team plane to get their U-Haul ready. But
shout out your team. Where are you? You got a ball game tonight.
I'm going to watch Southwest against North Star. Southwest has some really good players. North Star has some really young talent. I think they had some guys that needed to get some stuff done. So it seems like, you know, I think the city in general is pretty, the parity is good. So it's pretty, competitive. It's just interesting to see the different coaching styles, you know. Nothing I ain't never seen before, you know. But it's interesting just to watch basketball, see some of the kids that I've coached and coached against to see how they're doing at the high school level, which is always fun. Normally, like when I'm coaching club ball, I wasn't able to watch a lot of, you know, basketball because, you know, we're playing tournament games on Friday nights and Saturdays and Sundays. So now you get to kind of, you know, plan your weekend around watching kids that you've coached as well, that you coach a lot in the summer. So, it's good to see them, man. I mean, look, Lincoln High has a really good team. They're tough. Southeast has some talent. Pius is well coached. East has some shooters. Southwest has a lot of size and potential. You know, it separates, the ultimate separator, DP. Mm-hmm. Mindset and synergy or coaching.
And it's always obvious.
And it's sometimes both.
Always obvious.
Yeah.
That's how you learn how to beat people.
Well, I think the lost art is, I think sometimes a lot of coaches can fall in love with so-called athletic ability, and I don't think a lot of coaches have come to terms that basketball is a game of skill. And one of the skills, DP, is knowing how to win or teaching them how to win, obviously, previously to before they get into high school, and knowing how to use your skill at certain times. So it's great that you can go and go between your legs, behind your back, in and out dribble, sidestep, fadeaway with when us three are in the gym and I'm doing a kind of
– looks cute on film.
I'm like a – you know, it's on Instagram and I'm kind of slowly closing out on you. But the three times that during your whole basketball high school season that you're going to have to use it, you have to know exactly when, how, and what spot on the court to use it. Because you can practice it one way, but actually you might have to use it on the other side of the court based on what type of set you're playing. That's 15 things that we just talked about for one move.
Mm-hmm.
But Klay Thompson still is busting kids' heads open to the white meat.
Because he can do it from everywhere.
Without dribbling the basketball.
Yeah, you don't need the extra work. He doesn't need it.
That's pretty good for an unathletic 6'7", 6'8", guy they were saying, right?
Yeah, you know, wrong.
All he wanted to do was go home when he got pulled over at Washington State and smoke a couple of doobies and play a little Call of Duty or something.
Yeah.
I wanted to go chill.
Yeah. Yeah, look at him. All time. He'll be in the Hall of Fame. Yep. That'll be it for us.
Go Huskers. They're about to pop it off in 3 minutes. See,
look, you got nothing to lose now. No Greasel, no Gary.
Make every foul count, too.
Next Husker up, get it done. I'm going to head down
but
to Devaney.
You got to make every foul count, though.
Yeah, but you got to make every free throw, too.
Yeah,
right. I'm going to head down to Devaney. I'm
going
to head down to Devaney and watch the wrestlers have at it, and then tomorrow I'll be at PBA for the girls as they take on the Buckeyes. Hey, everybody, be nice to somebody, including yourselves. Have a great weekend.